Hey guys, Dream Makeup here. I just got done taking a nice warm bath and now I'm about to call it a night. Yo, I'm in my kick of just being healthy and just trying to stay focused. And in this segment, real quick, very quick, I promise you, I just want to tell you the most important thing every day that you should revisit, learn, write it down, take it on in, breathe it on out. And that is gratitude. You have to be grateful for all the things that you have right now and now and now and now, because like I said in my last segment, anything can change the game up. That call that you don't know about, that listing appointment that you don't know about, that, you know, that client that you don't know about, that situation that's happening behind the scenes that you don't know about. You know, it's almost like the type of thing where that scenario story is, you know, if there's a tree falling right now in the woods and you're not in the woods, is the tree really falling? Because that's the reality. If you're not there, how do you know that it's reality? It's not your reality. It's the tree's reality. The tree falls down, but you don't hear it. Does it mean that it didn't fall down? No. It did, actually. It fell down in its reality. But the fact is, it could impact you. So let's just say you're driving, right? And you have no idea there's actually a tree, right? You don't know. It's not your reality. It's the tree's reality. And the tree is hanging on to your life roots, all right? And the roots are about to let go. And you're driving towards it, right? Do you know this is going to happen? You don't know. You're just singing along in your car, doing the boo-wop, the wop, the wop, wop, the wop, wop, wop. And then you're driving forward. There goes the ducks, like they usually do, taking their god dang time, all right? You let them go. You know, you have your goals, your dreams. You're ready to go forward. You don't know what this tree's going to do. You don't even know anything about this tree. This tree has nothing to do with you, all right? But you see the trees. The trees are all over because you're riding around the merit, right? You're in the East Coast. I don't know. This is where you are. And then all of a sudden, a tree falls down. That tree that we were just talking about that you didn't know about that just fell down, just now fell down in front of you, all right? But guess what? It's going to impact you one way, shape, or form. That tree just hit your car out of nowhere. So does the tree exist? I'm telling you right now, it exists. And that tree that's being unrooted under the ground right now could be your call. The calling, the call that's going to get you, you know, towards your next goal. It could be an investor. It could be that thing that you're waiting on, that thing that you don't know, that thing unseen, that tree that's about to be unrooted, that's going to knock you out at any moment, any time, but you're going to survive it and it's going to be, you know, life-changing. So, and that could go into vice versa. It could go in a negative way too, but you know, you just got to be grateful, back to the gratitude. And I'll end it real quick here. When you're just grateful that the tree, even though it fell down, didn't kill you, you might've lost your car, but hey, you still got your life. You can still go to work. You can Uber. You know, you have to be positive and be grateful for all the things that you have now, but also the things that you don't see, things unseen. Those trees are still out there. All those dreams that you have that you've been putting all your work, hard work on are bound to be uprooted, because that's just what's going to happen. Okay. I'm just telling you, that's how it works in my dream world. All right. So keep dreaming. Keep moving forward. You made it through the day. I don't know where you are in the world, but today our day is about to end. It's 10 o'clock. And actually, when I looked at my clock, it was John 10:10, right? Well, it wasn't John. It was just 10:10. But every time I see 10:10, it looks like a John 10:10, which is a sign. Okay. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Lord has to say. Or, you know, you could just call it whatever you want to call it. Okay. You can call me weird. It's okay. Call me weird. Call me crazy. I dare you. Come on. How you doing? Hey, hey, what? No, just kidding. Listen, have a good night. Know that you're worthy and have great, great dreams tonight.